I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, December 2nd. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says property taxes will have to rise due to the pandemic. Koch says it won't be possible to maintain steady taxes, as he had hoped, due to a revenue loss of about $15 million. Koch says he will attempt to keep the tax increase as small as possible. The city council will hold a virtual public hearing about property taxes Monday night. There were 43 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, bringing the active case total to 428. Quincy's positivity rate is 2.67%, and there have been 138 deaths. Quincy is in the yellow category on the state's coronavirus risk assessment map. South Shore Hospital in Weymouth is not permitting visitors to inpatient units, the emergency department, emergency room observation, or in the West units due to an increase in COVID-19 cases across the region. 31-year-old Vernon Shepherd of Boston has been charged with trying to rob two girls at the Quincy Center T station at knife point last Friday night. T police say the girls escaped safely. Shepherd was arrested later and charged with attempted armed robbery. Shepherd is reportedly a convicted level 3 sex offender. Enbridge Energy says it will restart the controversial natural gas compressor station in North Weymouth on Friday. Enbridge says it has addressed all of the malfunctions that caused the station to go into an emergency shutdown twice recently. A renovation project at the original Manet Community Health Center location on C Street in Quincy has been completed. Federal grant money was used to make the exam rooms more handicapped accessible and improve the exterior of the building. Curbside yard waste pickup in Quincy has been extended through next week to help residents clean up from Sunday's storm. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, December 2nd.